Once and for all, our Savior's sacrifice was sufficient for all who would believe it throughout the ages. Amazing. Breathtaking. There will never be a moment in eternity when this love will fail to inspire worship from his people.
From before the foundations of time, our God has displayed a fiery love for us. Through his incarnation, as he walked in our world, when he saw a need, his heart was touched and he reached out.
Of all the ways God displayed his love for us, none is greater than the giving of his Son to be our substitute and pay the price for our sin.
There's a place.
His journey to the cross began before the dawn of time. Before the creation of the world, God chose for himself a people. But he formed us. He knew we would rebel, break relationship, and choose to go our own way. Therefore, in great undeserved mercy, he sent his son, born of a virgin, to walk among us for 33 years.
His final week with us was the culmination of his years of teaching divine truth and telling us of his coming kingdom. But the people weren't interested in the spiritual deliverance he offered, and instead merely hoped he was bringing a political revolution.
Thank you.
And they led Jesus away to be crucified. On the cruel hill of Calvary, nails pierced his hands and feet. The jagged thorns from the crown dug into his head. The splintered wooden beam was torment upon his already torn back. He struggled for each breath, yet in the midst of his agony, he never spoke words of vengeance, only grace and compassion for others.
There were Roman soldiers, professional executioners, assigned to carry out his crucifixion. They witnessed every moment of Christ's time upon the cross. They experienced the supernatural darkness that fell upon the world that day. They saw the difference in how Jesus died. They heard his cry of, "It is finished," as he willingly gave up his life. Then, suddenly, the earth shook violently. They were terrified. angels bending low to see. One moment changing everything. Wounds that pierce your majesty. A crown of thorns on heaven's king.
As if his great love for us were not enough to leave us forever amazed, the Easter story is one that moves from glory to glory. 3 days in the borrowed tomb, and in the early morning hours of Sunday, the heart of heaven and our Savior began to beat again. Life returned. Death is forever defeated. He is risen. There is no love like his. And now we see there is no power like his.